Welcome back, everybody. How are you? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Tribune Tower. Here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. The great Steve Cochran at 6. And after 4 o'clock, we are going to talk about old wives' tales. And at 4:30, Skip Skipley, it will be here. The jet will land. And we will have yet another exciting edition of Pop-Up Video. That's all coming up right here on a Tuesday morning. Two for Tuesday. We'll get a few of those in after 4. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That song you just heard is by Tracy Bonham. And it's a song that appears on a benefit album. Proceeds are going to be donated to Hurricane Maria Community Relief and Recovery Fund. And there are 20 tracks by 20 different musicians. And one of the people responsible for it, and also one of his songs is on it, is our good friend Jim Leskowski. And we haven't talked to Jim in a little while. He is a Voices and Visions podcast, the creator of the Now Playing Network. He recently compiled this benefit CD. And he also was over at the Cinepocalypse Film Festival last week. And we're going to talk a little bit about that, too, and whatever else is happening. But let's welcome Jim back to the show. Welcome back, Jim.
Oh, good evening, Nick. It's a pleasure to be back.
All right. Very cool. Well, so first of all, let's talk about this benefit album. How did it all come together?
Yeah, you know, in addition to teaching podcast network and reviewing movies, I also try to maintain kind of like an indie online record label of sorts. And, of course, it's called Now Playing Records. And, you know, aside from a few friends that I, you know, have on the label whose music I just basically want to help get out in some way or another, I also like to put out compilations and tributes. The most successful one was, probably a decade ago now, but it was for, you know, it was like a compilation of cover songs by the Magnetic Fields. And that went over swimmingly. So it's been a while since I've done something like this, and I was feeling, you know, like a lot of people probably did after seeing what happened out there, you know, in Puerto Rico as a result of Hurricane Maria. You just felt, you know, helpless, and you wanted to do a little bit more than just simply, you know, just sit and watch the footage and kind of passively, you know, watch it. And I feel like you have to make a difference. You have to do something. And, you know, I can't realistically quit my job and go out there, but I basically just used social media and recruited several musicians, mainly through Facebook, a little bit through Twitter, you know, just people who were kind enough to provide some wonderful tracks of theirs for this benefit compilation. And I just called it Release because it was, you know, partially inspired by my first and kind of earliest experience with a tribute benefit collection called Sweet Relief back in the mid-90s. Yeah, so I mean that you know, basically I remember how great that collection of songs was at the time, and I know that it helped Victoria Williams. So I wanted to do something similar, and you know, I felt like if I can get a bunch of great musicians to simply contribute some music, then you know, it'll give people the reason to donate. I mean, you can certainly do that just the old-fashioned way and donate, but with this, you get 20 great songs, including one by Tracy Bonham, who had a, you know, very memorable MTV Buzzbin hit with Mother Mother, kind of in the mid to late 90s. And she reached out to me. So that was like kind of a shock to the system in the best way, because I was like, oh my gosh, I remember you from back in the 90s. Yeah. Thank you so much. So, yeah, she's definitely a highlight on the compilation. So I can't say enough good things about everybody that contributed. And like you mentioned, all the proceeds are going to go to the Hurricane Maria Community Relief and Recovery Fund.
Okay, and tell everybody how they can get it.
They can go to release.bandcamp.com, and for a minimum donation of $7 or more, you get 20 great songs, like I mentioned, Tracy Bonham, and there's also a great sort of dreamy folk duo called The Room Outside, whose catalog I cannot recommend enough. They contributed a song. There's a number of great artists on there, and yeah, I guarantee you'll find one, if not more, you know, tracks that you're going to want to keep in your collection for the long haul here. So go to relief.bandcamp.com.
Relief.bandcamp.com. We have a link on our Facebook page, too, to make it easy for people. Facebook.com/Nick D Show. Well, that's great, man. Congratulations on that.
Yeah, thank you. You know, we've raised a fair amount so far, and we just want to keep it going, you know, long into the holiday season here.
Yeah, all right. And now one of your music projects is Garden on a Trampoline, and that's one of the songs that is also on this compilation.
Correct, yes. That's, you know, kind of a song that I wrote in one of my newer recording studios, and I just felt really inspired after, you know, I just kind of wanted to see if, you know, I wanted to make a song about resilience and how people can really just overcome certain tragedies and trauma just by banding together, you know, to create a sense of community. And I feel like, you know, musicians can certainly do that nowadays, you know, thanks to social media. And I really feel grateful that I've made connections. You know, it's certainly not maybe musicians or friends that I can see on a daily basis, but at the same time, they do feel like legitimate friendships. And I kind of wanted to create a song about how, you know, we can get through difficult times and use, you know, social media and technology for good reasons and not just selfish ones.
Okay. You know what? We have a little bit of this. Let's listen to it.
Cool. Thanks.
Yeah. So where now, Jim? Where are you recording your stuff?
Well, actually, at the school I teach has an incredible recording studio with Pro Tools and all the, you know, all the works, basically, you know, drum set and everything. So I'm not only honored to, you know, be a music teacher now for Fusion Academy, but they have a great studio there, and I kind of, you know, go in after hours or on the weekends and whatnot and just, you know, make my own music there. And it's turned out really, really well, I think.
Last Thursday, you were a part of an open house at Fusion. Tell me about that.
Oh, yeah, that was that was tremendous because, you know, we've been open for a while, but we hadn't had, like, a big gala, a big celebration to sort of announce to Evanston and the, you know, Chicago community that we're open in here. So we had this big event, and it was a packed house. You know, for me, the highlight, of course, was to showcase the studio and all the amazing talent that, you know, my students have created there with me. But also we did a live showcase. We did a live performance.
Oh, that's
and,
cool.
You know, you'd be surprised by some of the amazing stuff my students have done.
Yeah, now what range of people are you teaching? How young are they or how old are they?
Actually, sixth graders all the way up to seniors in high school. So it's just kind of a wide range. It's a private school, but at the same time, you get a variety of different students with different tastes. And, you know, one of them, you know, one of the most talented students I have is actually huge into, you know, Nirvana and the Vaseline's and, you know, kind of surprised me. Like, I was older, not just listening to, you know, your Imagine Dragons and Chance the Rapper and stuff, you know. So I it's always a blast to work with these students, and they've come up with some incredible music in their own right. So
okay, that's Fusion Academy, and a big open house. Yeah. That was fun for you. And also, for people who want to get the Benefit album, one more time, you can pay a minimum of $7, but you can give more, which we always encourage you to do. You get 20 tracks, 20 great musicians, and there may be additional songs added later if the artists want to contribute as well. Is that right?
Yeah. I'm going to be, you know, sort of promoting it even further and more often via social media, and also sort of reach out to some other musicians if they want to contribute other tracks to sort of, you know, keep building on it, which would be really great if we can get more artists involved, too.
Okay. And all the proceeds will be donated to the Hurricane Maria Community Relief and Recovery Fund. And one more time on the website.
That is relief.bandcamp.com.
Relief.bandcamp.com. Okay, cool. Are you working on any other music? I mean, I know you're constantly doodling and you're also, you know, noodling around in the studio and stuff. Are you working on other stuff now?
Yeah. I'm definitely, you know, I would say that, you know, with the holidays coming up, it's a little slower, of course, with, you know, your Christmas and winter break.
Yeah.
So that's usually, you know, once it starts snowing, for some reason I get more inspired just to, I think most people just stay in more.
Right.
But, like, you know, that's kind of always been the season where I feel my most productive to write.
Right.
And, you know, it's been crazy for me to experience recently, too, with just all the attention that I've gotten with being a teacher at Fusion Academy and everything. So I've been more inspired simply just by working with these students to create more music. And, you know, certainly I do cover songs on a fairly regular basis as well. I did a cover song for another compilation of Without You by Badfinger / Harry Nilsson, too. So that was fun.
Yeah, that's cool, man. That's very, very cool. All right, Jim, hang on, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Jim Laskowski is with us, and you should donate some money. $7 is the least you can donate, but you should donate more. Get 20 tracks from 20 amazing artists, and all the money, all of it, will go to Hurricane Maria Community Relief and Recovery Fund. And we thank Jim for putting that CD together and doing something about it. And you can check out all that stuff is linked up on our Facebook page at facebook.com/NickDShow. All right, we're going to take a quick break. And you know Jim, not only a musician, but also a film fanatic and also a member of the Chicago Film Critics Association. And last week was the Cinepocalypse Film Festival at the Music Box. And we had the founder on the show a little bit earlier on, and some great stuff happened there. And Jim was there, and we're going to talk about that and more when we come back after this on 720 WGN. It's time for weather and traffic, and I got the weather for you right here. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trip Tower. After 4 o'clock, we're going to be talking about old wives' tales. Which ones are false? Which ones are true? What you just heard there was The Room Outside with the song What Is Coming. It's from the Relief album that we've been talking about with Jim Laskowski. Put the CD together. You pay $7 or more. You get 20 tracks by 20 amazing musicians, and that's one of the songs that's featured on the CD. And you can get a link to it on our Facebook page at facebook.com/NickDShow. All right, let's talk about Cinepocalypse. You know, we had one of the guys who founded Cinepocalypse on and did a preview and talked about a lot of the movies that were going to be premiered there and all the really cool stuff that they were doing, special screenings and things like that. They screened Suspiria for its 40th anniversary, a 35mm print. Jessica Harper was there in attendance. They had all kinds of cool stuff, but you did go to a few of the things at Cinepocalypse. Tell me about what you went to.
Yeah, sure. You know, thanks to the kind folks at the Music Box, as well as Josh Goldblum, who you had on the show.
Yeah.
My friend and fellow podcaster Patrick Rapol, who I used to host Directors Club with, we were both able to attend quite a few screenings of this incredible festival, and I cannot say enough good things about the experience, including getting to, you know, have a brief conversation with your next writer, Simon Barrett.
Mm.
Yeah, and he, you know, he's just a really cool, down-to-earth, and really funny guy. And, you know, just talking about, you know, some of the scripts he's written along with Adam Wingard was kind of a joy. And
yeah.
He was very accessible and cool.
That's cool, man.
Yeah. And obviously, and of course, I got really excited and texted everybody I know. I was like, I just fist bumped Eric Roberts.
Right.
which was a blast.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got to sit down a little bit with Larry Cohen, a writer, director, legend. And I just wanted to cover a few titles briefly. Specifically, one that I think you should seek out. I know it's weird. It's a kind of weird release, and I thought for sure maybe it would be a good VOD pick, but it just opened at the City North, I think, this past weekend. And it's a film that showed at the Cinepocalypse called Tragedy Girls. Have you heard of this, Nick?
Yeah, I have. But tell everybody about it.
Yeah, it's kind of like this Edgar Wright-esque slasher satire. I would call it, like, you know, Heathers meets Scream, and it has two incredibly charismatic performances by the leads played by Alexandra Shipp and Brianna Hildebrand,
mm-hmm.
Both of whom I was unfamiliar with, but man, both of these are star-making performances as far as I'm concerned. They play two serial killer-obsessed best friends who want to learn how to perfect the art of murder, so they kidnap a local murderer and, you know, sort of try to get some, you know, tips from him in addition to going around and offing certain individuals that they don't like in their high school. And then on top of that, they like to promote all their crimes in some capacity using social media. So there's a little bit of Angry Goes West in there with, like, just commentary about how we're all dependent on social media and things like Instagram, and that we feel validated by it. But this is really just a really well-written horror comedy that is just so smart and well-observed about the high school experience, but also just really insightful about the slasher genre as well. It's just really, really enjoyable. Like, the crowd ate it up. Chris Robinson shows up at one point, which of course is always a highlight. It's just one of those pitch perfect horror comedies that I could see becoming a huge cult classic, and that's Tragedy Girls, and I think you would really dig it, Nick.
I'll have to look for it. Josh Hutcherson is in it too.
Yes, for sure. Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. Tragedy Girls. Now, what else? What else stood out for you that you saw at the fest?
Well, I mean, as I mentioned, Larry Cohen was there, and he received a Lifetime Achievement Award. But you know, a really wonderful highlight of the festival was seeing the documentary about his life and his legacy, and everyone from Martin Scorsese to Fred Williamson make very memorable interview subjects for a documentary called King Cohen. Mm-hmm. And it highlights, like I said, his life and career. Now, it does feature, I should say, a lot of talking head style conversations with many admirers and actors he's worked with over the years. But it's really this nice documentation. It kind of surprised me because it really showcases this old school Hollywood approach. I mean, I should say independent approach to filmmaking. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, the renegade spirit, the sort of organic guerrilla style of the 70s that was kind of infused in Larry Cohen's early work, it's kind of lost these days. And you kind of get a little melancholy at times knowing how, you know, corrupt the Hollywood system is, even more so than ever. But really, it kind of showcased to me why it's very difficult for guys like Cohen, John Carpenter, and even Joe Dante to make the kind of films they want to make in the way that they used to make them.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah. Very, very true.
And it's a really great documentation of, you know, just an incredible career and incredible life. It covers not only just his directorial efforts, but a lot of the scripts that he's written for other filmmakers. And Cohen just gave one of the best Q&As I've ever seen because he's, you know, he was an aspiring kind of old school comedian, so he knows how to draw in his fans for sure.
It
was a blast.
That sounds like fun. That's really cool. All right, Jim, congratulations on all that. Voices and Vision podcast, you can check it out on the Now Playing Network along with a bunch of other podcasts. And, of course, the Benefit album, Relief, is available right now. And it's pay $7 or more. We encourage more. You get 20 tracks by 20 amazing artists, and all of the money, every dime goes to the Hurricane Maria Relief and Recovery Fund. So, and we have a link on our Facebook page for all that stuff. Jim, always a pleasure. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for having me on. All right, happy buddy. Thanksgiving to you and the family, man.
You too, buddy. Thanks. Take care. There you go. Jim Laskowski, everybody. All right. Go to facebook.com/Nick D Show, and all the links are there. All right. We'll take a quick break. We got the news coming up next right here on 720 WGN.